So, hey, I was asked to kind of do a real talk on my process of work. I guess for those who might want to get into the business, I would say the first rule of thumb would be organization. You have got to stay organized, especially as prolific as I am. I have a spreadsheet, a personal one of everything I've ever recorded, that is public. Or sold, or on Patreon, et cetera, et cetera. Keeping track of all that is definitely a part-time job. I use a program called Notion that helps me out quite a bit. Allows me to spell out my schedule, have to-do lists, keep track of sales and commissions. I definitely think charging a little extra if people want their commissions private, helps you out in the long run, because then if they don't and they don't care, you can use that commission for your Patreon for public use, to sell it again, to do whatever. It's your choice. And it's nice because it kind of helps you not do a whole bunch of stuff that, is just for one person. I don't mind doing customs. And I don't mind they're private. That's why it's only a $10 fee. But it's nice to be able to use some of that elsewhere. So I do have a page for ideas. I do have a page for scripts. I try to keep track of all of that, and I usually plan out things a month at a time, knowing that I post almost every day, at least usually 5 times a week. Somewhere. I'm either posting up something for sale, or I'm posting up Patreon audio, or I'm posting up a public audio, or I'm posting up YouTube or Pornhub, recycling audios that I've done publicly and putting them on Pornhub. I've done the same with YouTube, or recycled some of the Safer Work stuff on Patreon and put it public out on YouTube. Those are things that are kind of helpful. But all in all, it is really a full-time job. I record, I edit, I post, I keep track of everything, clerical things, I answer emails, texts, messages on Discord, etc., to keep up with my work. I do promotions. It is a lot of work. It may look like, oh, well, she just, touches herself and records it, and boom, you have audios. But if you want quality, it takes some time. One thing I do that I know a lot of other VAs don't do is I edit as I go along. So, say right now I made a mistake and I said something I didn't want to say, or I said it in a weird way, I would stop recording, I would cut that part out, and I'd do it again. And that way I don't have to listen back to the entire recording to make sure that I get every mistake out. I pay attention as I go along. That makes for a lot less blooper reels, I will say, but it also makes my life a whole lot easier when it comes to editing time. I mark my sound effects, I mark things that I need to go back and pay attention to, and it makes editing time a whole lot easier. That being said, I do spend probably 12 hours or so, 10 to 12 hours a week recording, and then another probably 10 to 12 hours a week editing and posting those and sending them off. And the rest is all clerical and keeping track and planning and etc. So it is a lot of work. So when people are like, oh, well, she's not around as much as I thought she would be, know that I'm working. I'm also a mom, and that's a full-time job in of itself. So I'm doing full-time jobs and still trying to find time for myself. It's a lot of work, but I definitely enjoy my job. I find that helping people in one way or another is great. Being able to make people's fantasies come true is pretty awesome. It's kind of like a superpower, and do it with quality and respect. It's hard to do. I've been told that a lot of people out there just aren't as dedicated, I guess. And I do try. Sometimes things are late, or And I try not to have that happen, but I'm human. Things happen. I get sick, kids get sick, etc. So I've tried really hard to be dedicated on Patreon. I hope that those of you who have been here for a while have noticed that. I try to make sure that things come out on time and that they're quality and that they're the things that you voted for, if it's a vote thing. Try to balance it a lot between F for F and F for M and F for A. And it's, yeah, it takes some doing to keep track of all that. So I may slip up sometimes, and I hope that you can forgive me. Anyone who wants more detailed into exactly how I plan stuff out can feel free to let me know. I can do up an audio for that as well if you want to hear it. But I think it's kind of boring stuff. It's always good to hear back from you guys, to know that you like what I'm doing. But regardless of whether you're here to actually listen to my stuff or just here to support me, to help me to do this as a job, either way, I appreciate you. And I thank you for your support and for your help and for your feedback. All of it is very helpful as an artist to know that I'm not just putting them out there for no one to listen to. So, but the support really helps. I'm glad that I am able and capable to do this as a full-time job, and it has really helped my life. It's helped my mental health, and it's helped my family. So thank you all very much, and I hope that you have a great day.